Have you been watching the Megaleaf Weekend? It's on every Sunday night from 9 o'clock. There's one guy in there who I think is amazing. His name's Jordan, and he joins us now. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad.
So how does it work? Because obviously it's a TV program, and they are reps, but at the same time you're all doing a job. So are you told by the producers you're getting a new rep, or is it are you working actually for a company that employ them?
Well, the producers, obviously, they obviously audition people and choose who comes on it, but they'll never tell us anything, like, it'll always be a secret. So, obviously, when Ali walked in, we didn't have any clue she was coming, because obviously Jamie had left, but all of a sudden, Ali walks in and is like, oh, I'm your new rep, which none of us knew about, and it was a shock, but it did help a bit, because, you know, we need a fair few of us on nights out.
So, Jamie Lee's left, and obviously Brett was there in the first series. Have you stayed in contact with them both?
I still speak to Jamie a bit, but no, I haven't spoken to Brett since, really. I don't know what he's up to these days. But I'm still in contact with Jamie. I've done a bit of work with Jamie, like, all over the place. But, yeah, so I still speak to Jamie, but no, I don't keep in touch with Brett at all.
So, do you feel natural when you're behind the cameras? Or is that how you naturally act, or are you putting on an act?
Well, until when you start doing it again, obviously you aren't used to the cameras or anything being there, but after a few days you do completely forget they're there, especially in the hotel, because they're all fixed rig like Big Brother.
Yeah,
like you just completely forget them. But on the strip, obviously, because when you're on nights out and stuff, there's a big white light flashing at you, so you do notice them a bit, but you just tend to ignore them, especially after a few drinks as well.
Are you liking being on the show still, though? Because you've done it for 3 years, and obviously it's the same format every single episode. Are you liking this format?
Well, I would love to be head ref. That's all I want, really. I reckon, I do a better job as head ref as well and make it, you know, a bit more of a laugh as well. So that's my dream, to become head ref on the show.
That is your dream in life, to be head ref.
Fantastic ambitions.
Well, not my life dream.
What are your highlights of Magaluf? Because you've been there for 3 years, is there a particular kind of scene or area that you actually like, of a guest, or what actually makes Magaluf what it is for you?
Ooh, that's a tricky question. What makes Magaluf is just, I've been there for 3 years, I've got all the same mates, so like we've become like a family. So obviously we don't really see much of much in the winter, when we do go back out then for the summer, it's like just, it's such a nice feeling, because you all like you look after each other, like you sort each other out on nights out and that. So it's just really good. And like obviously being out there, everyone's always in a good mood. You've got free drink while you work, and it's just like a party scene constantly. So it's like a dream job for me, basically.
And you've got the big ring. How is the ring going at the moment?
Well, the ring is making its first appearance on the next episode.
Oh
no.
Have you ever bought like a new ring, or is it always the same ring?
Well, there's a new trick this series, which I think when you all see it, you're going to love it. And it was quite clever of me, because obviously everyone caught on to what it was. So obviously I had to change it up a bit. So the new tactic is pretty brilliant, to be fair.
I just like this idea of you